Water Use It Wisely this morning. They are such a wonderful free resource, and their mission is to educate the public on easy ways to save water. This morning we have Jody Latimer, Environmental Resources Supervisor of the City of Peoria, with us to fill us in on what's new. Hey, Jody.
Good morning.
So I want you to tell the listeners about this Drab to Fab contest.
Oh, I'm happy to talk about it. The Drab to Fab contest is a wonderful opportunity for people here in Arizona to win an opportunity to have a complete backyard makeover. The one-time experience valued at about $9,000. We participated in this campaign last year with ABC 15, the Arizona Nursery Association, and the Arizona Landscape Contractors Association. It was so popular, we decided we had to do it again.
It's quite a prize, isn't it? So can you tell people where to go, Jody, if they're wanting to sign up for that?
Well, yes, you can register and learn more about the contest on abc15.com/water.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about the resources that Water Use It Wisely has.
Oh, thanks. You know, Water Use It Wisely is an outreach campaign that's supported by 18 Arizona Water Partners. And we host a website, wateruseitwisely.com, where there's a handy toolkit that you can use to discover free water efficiency workshops, search for WaterSense products, find local demonstration gardens, and view free landscape and water efficiency publications.
Tell me about this Find and Fix Leaks publication you have.
Oh, it is one of our all-time favorite, and it walks you through step-by-step how to evaluate the water in your home to see if you have leaks that are going undetected. You know, when your kitchen faucet is dripping, you hear it and you fix it, but irrigation leaks are silent and they can go unnoticed because we're generally sleeping or getting ready for work when the irrigation system is on.
Tell us why it's so important to keep track of these leaks, Jody.
Well, even a drip irrigation system can waste hundreds of gallons of water if one drip emitter has blown off the tube. So it can be as much as 7 gallons a minute, and often they run for hours, so the leaks really start adding up.
It's important to adjust our systems at this time of year. You have a publication for that as well.
Yes, Water Use It Wisely produces the Landscape Watering by the Numbers. It is a valuable resource tool all year long, but particularly this time of year, as our temperatures are heating up and the plants in our yard are going to be needing additional irrigation to stay healthy and happy.
What are some of the ways we can control that outdoor watering? Let's put this to use. What should people do?
All right. One of the first things you should do is to check your irrigation system and make sure all the valves are opening properly, and then evaluate how frequently you need to be watering. Sometimes people inadvertently are watering much more than they need to in the winter months, and then it's hard for the plants to catch up during the summer.
You suggest using a smart controller. What does a smart controller do?
Well, a smart controller automatically adjusts the frequency of irrigation that's needed based on the weather in your community. Generally, they are assigned a zip code so that the system automatically provides more water during the hottest time of the year and then will back off during the monsoon season when it might still be hot, but the evaporation is different, so the plants don't need as much water in August as they do in June.
Boy, I'd like to get one of those. Hey, Jody, let's tell people we've given them a lot of information, a lot of resources. We've talked about free resources and free workshops. Where would our homeowners find this information?
Please visit the wateruseitwisely.com website. There's tremendous information there on finding and fixing leaks, how to control your irrigation controller, and where you can find a workshop to learn more about desert landscaping and irrigation.
Again, Jody Latimer, Environmental Resources Supervisor of the City of Peoria. Jody, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks. Really appreciate the chance to talk with you.
Also on Water Use It Wisely, you can sign up for the next Drab to Fab contest. They ran it last year, and it was such a great promotion and well-received that they're running it again. It's wateruseitwisely.com. Dean's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348, talking citrus. Good morning, sir. How may we help you?
Well, good morning. We're snowbirds, and we don't know about some of these desert plants and so forth, and I've got a citrus issue I'd like to talk about. About 20 years ago, we built or planted two dwarf citrus trees, a grapefruit and an orange. They're about 20 feet apart, and we fertilize and water them somewhat equally. The grapefruit is very abundant with its fruit harvest every year, and the orange tree just seems to be limping along. It looks very, very weak next to its robust grapefruit tree and doesn't produce a lot of fruit. Any suggestions on how we can get that orange tree going?
Well, a couple things you might try. Are these trees in a rock or gravel kind of an area, or
well,
surrounded
they're in
by grass? Or
backyard it's a rocked backyard, granite-covered backyard.
All right. Well, one thing I would do would be to probably scrape away or remove any rock that's underneath both of them, but for sure the orange tree that's struggling, and replace that with some organic compost or bark or mulch.
Okay.
Try and maybe cool the soil down a little bit, shade the soil a little bit, hold moisture a little bit. I would probably think about some gypsum or soil sulfur to help open the soil up, maybe leach some of the alkalinity or the salts out. And then I would probably give it light doses of fertilizer on a more regular basis, rather than doing just maybe two or three fertilizations a year through the spring and summer months. Maybe give it very light feedings monthly. Also, make sure that even though I know they're getting watered the same, sometimes, especially drip systems, those emitters don't perform the same. They're imperfect at times. You might want to consider either adding emitters or putting an adjustable emitter on that tree, maybe making sure, or even the old-fashioned way, take a hose out there once a month, turn it on very slowly, go to bed and let it run all night real slow. Give it some real deep, slow watering on an occasion might help. So a kind of a combination of all of that is what I would do.
We appreciate the call. Hope that helps, and good luck getting your citrus back. Let's see, Wendy's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi. We just had some artificial grass put in, and I have a pony wall that makes a courtyard in our front yard. And I've got this triangular flower bed that's kind of stuck back in there and hard to reach. And in the summertime, it looks so drab because everything dies. So I want to put sweet potato vine in there so I can have green and that real dark purple all year long to rim the grass. Can I plant that now, or when's a good time to plant?
No, actually, now is when we do plant that. It's a summer annual, really. Most winters, it will freeze back or die. This winter, it certainly didn't. In a courtyard, it might not, where it's more protected, but it does not like the cold. It enjoys the hot weather, so this is a great time to plant it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's I have full sun. I mean, it's the
front
of the courtyard. So now's a good time.
It likes
does it take
heat.
A lot of water?
It takes a fair amount of water. It's a big leafy plant, so it's certainly not, super drought tolerant. It's not a cactus or succulent. It's going to take regular watering for sure. Especially in an area like that.
We're going on vacation for 2 weeks, so I was like, I don't know if I should do it now or wait till I come back.
It won't go 2 weeks without watering, especially as a new plant. No, so I would wait till you get back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And it is the first Saturday of the month, so we have hot dogs and horticultural.
No hot dogs and horticulture today. Our
World Naked Gardening Day took it over.
We did not want to grill in the nude. actually, we thought we'd put that off till next week because it's Mother's Day weekend next weekend. And so we also, our hot dog chef had a little conflict, and we had another little family situation happen this weekend, actually in Flagstaff. So things got a little jumbled this week. So we thought, we'll just back it up a week and have a Mother's Day hot dogs and horticulture. Bring mom for a free lunch next Saturday. How's that?
There you go. So that's next weekend.
Sorry, I didn't get the word
at Harper's.
To you. My bad.
No sweat.
Next Saturday.
Well, and that just leaves more time to go garden naked, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
who's ever thought America needed a national garden naked day? Goodness.
Same people that want you to go fishing naked, I guess. I don't know, you know.
Didn't know there was a National Naked Fishing Day. Let's get to Ann. 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have two questions. One is, can dichondra be grown in Scottsdale?
Absolutely.
It can be. Now, every place I go, they don't have flats. They only have the seeds. So my husband has put some seeds down.
Okay.
And he's keeping it damp and everything. But it can grow?
It can and does. We actually at Harper's had some flats, sold all of them to one person just this last week. So we you can find it if you will go to the right places or ask them. They may have to order it for you. But it can be obtained that way.
Oh, super, Harper's. Because I have called everything I've called. I mean, all the large ones, all the smaller
ones.
What part of town
are you in?
North Scottsdale.
Okay.
But Harper's is fine. We know where that is.
Give us a call, and we can it might take a couple weeks, but we can get it.
Oh, that's super. That would be great. I would really, he would prefer flats too, although we did put the...
Well, you might wait and see what the seeds do, but if you've already seeded it, you know.
He just did a little area because he wanted to see, is it really going to work, you know?
It works here. You don't see as much of it as you used to, but you can use it, especially in small areas or maybe slightly shaded areas. Those types of places, it makes a great little ground cover.
Right, that's exactly. Yeah, it's a small area, so it's not very big. And the second thing is, on this little area of grass that we have, we've had it now for 3 years, and every year at this time we get those little gray moths.
And I'm sorry, you get them in your grass?
Yes, they just fly up from the grass. I mean, they're just all over the place. But we have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't put anything that's going to harm.
Well, try some diatomaceous earth. Get some diatomaceous earth. Put it on there. Kind of work it. Maybe rake it and broom it down into the grass. Water it in a little bit, and that might take care of it.
Yeah, every year it seems like they multiply. Okay, diatomaceous earth. I think we used that last year, but it didn't work too well. Okay.
Okay, and give it a try. Other than that, you know, if you can keep the dog off of the lawn for, you know, a little bit of a time, there are some pretty effective insecticides that would work on that. But something like a granular product that could be watered down in and should work.
We appreciate the call. It's 1-888-767-4348. If you want to try and get on the line before our final segment here in the Outdoor Living Hour. 9 o'clock, as always, open line hour. Rosie and I are broadcasting from CAF Studios in Flagstaff as the Home and Garden Show is this weekend at the NAU Sky Dome. You can also text questions. We have a few that we'll get to right after this break to 411-923.